Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Gaza Strip in southern Israel. Hamas, the Islamic terror group in the Gaza Strip, says they will liberate Jerusalem. That's the headline. David Dolan will join me here at the broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, Hamas saying their goal is to liberate Jerusalem.
Yes, Jimmy, and this comes as all sorts of developments this week really connected to Hamas. The Palestinian Authority imposed sanctions, economic sanctions on its own people in the Gaza Strip to try to force Hamas out of power, some are saying. They're warning Israel that if Israel doesn't put pressure on Hamas to stop this immediately, Israel will pay the consequences. Well, this came as Defense Minister Lieberman said that he does not believe in any peace accord with Hamas. Hamas is a terror group, he said, only. They'll always only be a terror group. He said what they can have is quiet. If they keep quiet, they'll have quiet, and their economy can function. But if not, if there are continuing attacks, there won't be quiet. Well, on Friday, there was again a big forest fire started by one of those Palestinian incendiary balloons sent across the border to do just that. So it doesn't look very quiet, but peace talks still going on in Cairo, unofficial, between Israel and Hamas, basically, indirectly. But again, Lieberman saying, well, we might, you know, go for something temporary, and I've discussed this with you before. They're more worried right now about the situation, which is escalating in the north. And, you know, so this is something they want to keep quiet if they can. But Hamas is determined to destroy Israel, and the statement you began with just shows it once again. Lieberman's right. They're a terror organization that wants to see the total destruction of Israel. Well, Israel's just not going to sit and wait for that.
David Dolan with the details on the Hamas statement that they plan to liberate Jerusalem and, in fact, all of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dave's report indicates that the Islamic terror organization, Hamas, is on the same page as the ancient Jewish prophets who wrote the end-time scenario for the Israelis and the Palestinians. Malachi wrote that the Edomites, the present-day Palestinians, would return and rebuild. Ezekiel, in chapter 35, said that the descendants of Esau would rise up and kill the Jews and steal their land. That's verses 5 and 10 of Ezekiel 35. Obadiah wrote that the Palestinians would control the Temple Mount in Jerusalem at the end. That's the location, by the way, in Jerusalem, where the Palestinians will be destroyed as if they had never been. That's Obadiah, verses 15 to 18. The stage is set today for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...